Trump Jr., Mueller team wiping DOJ phones shows that deep state is held to a different standard. By Jeff Poor on September 13, 2020. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Waters World, Donald Trump Jr., executive vice president of the Trump Organization and author of Liberal Privilege, lamented the different standards some in the so-called deep state. In particular, those working for the Department of Justice Special Counsel under for FBI Chief Robert Mueller. The younger Trump specifically mentioned former Mueller team member Andrew Weissman. Partial transcript as follows. Waters, newly released records from the DOJ revealing that multiple members of then Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team accidentally wiped at least 27 phones used during their anti-Trump probe before the Inspector General could review them. Among those, FBI lovebird, Lisa Page, whose phone was, quote, restored to factory settings, and Mueller deputy Andrew Weissman, who, quote, answered his password too many times. If this isn't the height of hypocrisy, I don't know what it is. Can you imagine if someone on Mueller's team was trying to investigate wiped their phones? Joining me now on this and much, much more, VP of the Trump Organization and author of Liberal Privilege, Donald Trump Jr. There the book is. All right, Don, if you had so much as deleted an app on your iPhone, you would have been behind bars right now. How can this happen? Trump Jr., 100%. It's absolutely insane to me, you know, and it's not like I don't even know anyone who has ever deleted a phone. Period. Certainly not by accident, but 27 times? Waters, what are the chances? Trump Jr., all magically, once they're under investigation? Honestly, who's going to start investigating the investigators, Jesse? This is the most corrupt garbage I've ever seen in my entire life. If I hadn't deleted a comma out of an email that didn't actually change anything, I'd be in jail if I did that right now. Waters, yes, and your punctuation is perfect. Trump Jr., but for Andrew Weissman, who was brought in to put in a hit. You know, he can get away with these kind of things because the deep state is held to a different standard. Waters, and these were DOJ phones. So this is Department of Justice property, 27 of them are wiped, destroyed. One of them you couldn't even see the screen. It was completely obliterated. And this is what Hillary did. Smashing iPhones with hammers, acid washing. This is what they do. Remember, Lois Lerner? IRS? She mysteriously wiped all of those emails. I mean, if these are the people that are running things, this is covering up the cover-up. Trump Jr., 100%. I mean, this is what we've been talking about for 4 years. Again, there's just different rules for those people. Guys like me don't get to play by those rules. We actually have to follow the law. But if you're Robert Mueller, if you're one of his henchmen, you know, you can go and literally obstruct justice. You can literally go and delete information. Whether it's under subpoena or under investigation, and you don't get in trouble for it. You saw what the guys did that testified about spying on Americans before Congress. They lied. You know, the McCabes, the Brennans of the world, those guys, they can lie before Congress. And they don't actually face any consequences, Jesse. They actually get rewarded with light contributorship roles on CNN. They actually get a net positive for lying to the American people. They don't ever face accountability, and that has got to change. Waters, yes, well, I don't think you and I would consider working for CNN a positive, but maybe in their world, I guess they do. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.